The programming you hear throughout the day on the Relevant Radio Network is sponsored in part by John Paul the Great Catholic University. More info at jpcatholic.edu. We thank them for supporting Relevant Radio. And I'll use this moment also to remind you of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society here at Relevant Radio. What a wonderful way to provide a stable source of income for Relevant Radio to help us reduce dependency on our future fundraising and the expenses that come with it, and to just focus more and more as much as we can on solid programming and growth, for that matter. By doing this, you agree to donate $25 or more each month. You can also donate quarterly, annually. In fact, the giving amount is actually flexible too. But as a return, you get to share in the many spiritual benefits of the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society, which includes being remembered in our daily masses and prayers here at Relevant Radio. Also in a special way at our masses on March 19th, Feast of St. Joseph, Husband of Mary, and May 1st, the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker. Go to relevantradio.com/joseph to find out more about our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. 1 week ago today, Archbishop Chaput spoke in the Dakotas at the University of Mary in Bismarck. He said a lot of really fantastic things, really thought-provoking things, for that matter. He spoke about he used the Fellowship of the Rings, J.R.R. Tolkien's a great epic of the Lord of the Rings, as an example of maybe how Christians are walking through a world filled with darkness. And like hobbits, maybe we're kind of small and little and seemingly inconsequential in the world. But even small things, small people can have major impacts in the world. So he covered a lot of ground. I was reading a summary of it on Catholic Herald. But what I wanted to focus on was one observation that he made about the answers that the world gives. I guess before we get there, though, we have to acknowledge how many questions life has. I mean, how did the world come to exist? Why did the world come to exist? What's our purpose here on the earth? Is there a purpose to our presence here on the earth? And what's the right way to live? What's the right way to look at history? What's the right way to understand God? I mean, lots of different questions we could look at. And especially the question that Archbishop Chaput asked was, who is Jesus Christ? Who is Jesus Christ? In fact, he identified three specific questions that Americans struggle with quite a bit. What is love? What is truth? And who is Jesus Christ? It's that last one to me, which is the one that trips so much of our society up. But it's true. I have to agree with Archbishop Chaput that, in fact, our world is troubled to try and figure out what is love, truth, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And he points out that the world will provide answers that seem to explain these things. So love is a feeling. And love is that sense that you have when you want to be in relationship with somebody. And love, you can redefine however you want. And truth, well, that's all you can point out objectively in the world. And truth is only what you can observe. I mean, of course, this is what the world might say. And the question of Jesus Christ has confounded secular society for a long time. Because if we try to just say, well, he was a wise man, a preacher that had a lot of good things to say, but he couldn't be God. I mean, who could be God? I mean, that's impossible to even imagine. Which, of course, other theologians and philosophers have talked about in the past. Well, if Jesus is not God, but just a wise teacher, then he's also a liar or crazy at that, because he claims he's God. He claims that he is the Son of the living God and that he has power over heaven and earth. So you can't have it both ways. You can't just say, oh, well, he's just a good man in a long line of good teachers, as Archbishop Chaput said, without recognizing the conundrum here that, well, if he's a good teacher, then he has to be right about these things, either that or he's crazy. You and I know that that's not true. And what Archbishop Chaput points out is how the world tries to provide easy answers to these questions that that confound us, questions about love and truth and our Savior. And the easy answers are to try and explain them away or explain them in simplistic terms. Of course, they never really work. They never answer the actual question. Because, let's face it, people who fall into the trap of thinking love is just an emotion, or love is just up to, you know, however I want to define that response in the world, it never leads to authentic, full happiness. It never leads to profound joy in the world. So what Archbishop Chaput points out is that they're easy answers, but they're not satisfying. They don't get at the heart of what God is trying to communicate to us. To me, this is why I love being Catholic. The answers are not always easy, but they're always satisfying. The answers are not always simple to how the world works and how we're called to respond. When Jesus founded his church and assured that the gates of hell will not prevail against it, he also ensured that the answers that the church will provide will be true and will be satisfying, because that's what our hearts desire. They desire truth and goodness and beauty. This is why I hope more and more people come to see the beauty of the faith in the church, principally by the way you and I live our lives, because the way we understand what love is going to affect our lives and the way that we live. The way we understand truth should have an impact on how we're living in the world. And when we realize truth is not just what I can measure objectively based on scientific instruments, but is actually Jesus, is a person, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, then that's going to have an impact in how I live my life. Especially the answer to the question of who is Jesus. If I'm living so close to Jesus, if I'm living in a relationship with him, that has an impact on the world. And let's face it, this is what our Catholic faith is about. It's not just about an intellectual exercise. It's not just about a metaphysical framework of understanding the world. It's about being transformed by that love, truth, and Jesus himself. It's about being transformed by our Savior, by that relationship that we have with him. I shared with you, was it yesterday, I think, that I do not envy our young people these days. I do not envy especially college-age students who are trying to figure out these characteristics and trying to understand Jesus Christ and how their life is going to fit in with their Lord and Savior. But I am excited for them, because as difficult as that journey is and as challenging as it can be, that's the only satisfying answer, is the only thing that will satisfy our hearts, is getting to know Jesus, getting to know his plan for us, and really following him the way he desires, which means to live in love, which means to live in the truth, and to live with Jesus himself. If we fall into the trap of imagining that the world can give us satisfying answers to these things, we will miss out on the true answers to the meaning of life, to the most important questions that we face. We won't ever be fully satisfied with those answers anyway, but you and I both know it's easy to get through life for quite a while without ever having to address those major questions. We can skim along on the surface. We can remain at very superficial levels when it comes to our involvement and our participation in the world. If we do that, we run the risk of never finding satisfaction, never finding authentic love, never living authentic love, never finding authentic truth, and never knowing Jesus, never allowing him to change our lives. What you and I have as Catholics is the most satisfying answer to the most troubling questions of the heart. We can't be afraid of sharing that. We can't be afraid of having our lives be impacted and changed by those answers. We have to take what we learn and share that with so many who are in great need of knowing Jesus Christ, of knowing the truths that come only from Him, of knowing the love that He demonstrates to us, the love of accompanying us for years.
Discovering our extraordinary God in the ordinary things of life. Welcome to St. Joseph's Workshop with Father Matthew Spencer on Relevant Radio.
Not just a great preacher, the Son of God, our Messiah, our Savior, our Lord. And we need to proclaim Him to the world. Coming up, we're going to look at some challenges that we as Catholics face with religious persecution. I'll be right back after this.